Hey everybody, I told you yesterday we're going to spend a little time in Romans chapter 12 and preparing to be with family members as Christmas approaches. Back to Romans chapter 12, the 14th through the 16th verses say this: bless those who persecute you. Should we stop right there? Is that enough for today? Let's keep going. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Wow, these three verses contain a lot of things to do, huh? Bless people, bless the ones that persecute us, rejoice, mourn, live in harmony, don't be proud, associate with those of low position, don't be conceited. Wow, there's a lot of things there, but I want to land on this. As we place ourselves around not just family members, but maybe people at work, maybe people at school, maybe people that we run into this season, don't look down on them, but instead look up at God. See them, or do your best to see them as God sees them. He sent His Son Jesus for all of us. I want to go over to Romans 12, 17 to 21 as we finish today. Don't repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, listen to this, if it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. As far as it depends on me, I'm going to try to live at peace with everyone, family members, difficult people I run into, and I'm going to leave room for God's justice in my life. How much easier my life would be if I didn't leave it up to myself to be the judge, but I allowed God to do His job, and my job is that as far as it depends on me to live at peace. So I want you to think about that as we go to prayer today. Lord, I want to live at peace. Peace in my heart and peace with others. And Lord, I'm very well aware that there are people in this world who hate me, who hate what I stand for, who hate my God. And Father, who don't agree with my lifestyle. And Father, this is a world that is full of people who don't have any desire to honor you. And yet, you command me, as far as it depends on me, to live at peace. This doesn't mean that I'm not to stand up for myself. It doesn't mean I'm to be a doormat. It doesn't mean, obviously, that I'm not to stand for your truth, because I'm absolutely called to stand for your truth. But I can do so with love. Father, for all of us in every situation, every annoying person, every annoying circumstance, every difficult person that we run into, may these words just be on our hearts. As far as it depends on me, I'm going to live at peace with them, because I'm going to show them the love of Christ, even when it's not reciprocated. Thank you for the strength, Lord, because I don't have it in myself, but I have it in you. Thank you for the strength to love those who are hard to love this Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.